The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For male sparrows looking for a mate or trying to defend their turf, it pays to keep up with the times and the latest musical hits. A new study finds that female white-crowned sparrows pay more attention to new bird songs than vintage tunes, and that other males find the oldies much less threatening. Researchers compared responses to sparrow calls recorded in 1979 and 2003. Typically, the differences between songs are very subtle, but most often the female sparrows in the study clearly preferred the newer version of the bird song and would do a little dance after hearing it. They arched their backs, raised their tails and beaks, and performed a come-hither flutter with their wings. If they really liked it, the female birds would begin to dance before the song was even over. To measure the response of male sparrows to the bird songs, scientists placed a speaker in the middle of 20 male territories in California during spring mating season. They watched to see how closely each male approached the recorded trespasser and found that the 1979 bird song didn't incite as much defensive behaviors by other males as the 2003 version. If the bird songs were hardwired into the sparrows, they wouldn't change over time. That they do change suggests the songs are culturally transmitted.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.